The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It's no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand where it gives light to all in the house. Just so, your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. Sometimes I get a little disheartened by a gospel like this, and maybe sometimes you do too. I mean, about having to be light shining like a lighthouse, or having to be salt. Giving flavor to other people's lives is also to preserve what is good in our own and avoiding impurity so we don't get corrupted and become good for nothing. Okay, I get the message, but sometimes don't you feel it would be nice just to be left alone for a while? I mean, it's hard enough for me to figure out each Sunday what to say to you in a homily so I can be light and salt to you. But sometimes after Mass, I don't feel like running around in my Roman collar and priest clothes, much less in my brown cabbage and Franciscan habit. I just like to be left alone for a while, maybe take a nap and watch the Super Bowl. Why does Jesus and Matthew and that first reading keep prodding my conscience? I don't like to show off my faith. I used to get uncomfortable when my mother would make the sign of the cross and say grace in restaurants. I prefer not to wear my Roman collar on the streets, especially after the clergy abuse scandal. And I don't believe in hanging banners with the word John 1, chapter 3, verse 3 behind the goalposts, or bumper stickers that say, "I love Jesus." It's a little much for me. So what does it mean to be light and salt today? The images of light and salt have a deeper meaning that you might not catch from just listening to it. We have to understand how salt, especially, was used in Jesus' time. Salt wasn't just used to flavor food, but had a much more important role in baking and cooking in the ovens at that time. The most common fuel was fertilizer. And to make that fertilizer burn more efficiently and hotter, salt was mixed with it. And then the mixture was put on a slab of salt. That slab of salt acted like a catalyst, and it made the fertilizer, the fuel, burn much more brightly, much hotter, and much more efficiently. Then when that catalytic action of that slab of salt was used up, then that slab was thrown outside, used as blocks for people to walk on. When it was used in the oven then, it was both heat for the food and light for the people. So those two images of Jesus in the gospel were combined. In fact, the Hebrew word for earth is the same word for oven. So when Jesus says, "You are the salt of the earth," it could also mean you are the salt of the oven and also then the light of the world. Something else about this gospel, did you notice Jesus didn't say, "You have to be salt of the earth, you have to be light of the world." He said, "You are light of the world and salt of the earth." I guess what that means is it's not so much about doing something as it is about being someone, being something we already are. Okay, that's interesting, but can you really be something without doing something about it? I think right now in our country, a lot of people are asking that same question. Can we be true to what we believe in, be light and salt, without doing anything about it? Apparently, hundreds of thousands of people all over our country and all over the world do not believe you can be true to yourself and not do something about it. An example on a much smaller scale. When 11-year-old Jackson Johnson's grandfather, Rick, was diagnosed with cancer, facing chemo, little Jackson shaved his own head. He said, "I always wanted to be just like my grandfather, and knowing that I made him feel good when he didn't feel that well meant a lot to me." But then when Jackson went back to school, he began to be bullied with taunts like, "Hey, Baldy," or "You look like you got cancer." The school principal, Tim Hadley, there in Peking, Iowa, heard about it. So he decided to do something about it. He called Jackson's mom and asked her to send Jackson's clippers to school with him. The next day, in front of the whole assembly, Mr. Hadley had Jackson shave his head bald. When you believe in someone else, he told grade schoolers in that assembly where he had Jackson shave his head. He said, "When you believe in someone else, stand up for them and make a difference." After shaving his head, or having his head shaved, the principal said, "When you educate someone's heart, I believe you educate their mind." The kids got the lesson. One said, "It doesn't matter what you look like, because everybody on the inside is the same." Another said, "When someone really needs support, everyone comes together as one for someone." And another, "Don't judge a book by its cover, because there can be a deeper story in it." That's just one example of hundreds all over the world of people responding to today's challenges of being light and salt and acting accordingly. So, okay, sometimes I feel like it's good to be left alone, shut my eyes and ears and doors to the outside world and what's going on. But I can't, and I shouldn't. I was made to be light and salt by my baptism, and so were you. Light and salt, that's what we are. We just have to act accordingly. And remember, the real catalyst that makes us, our faith, both light and salt, is the Eucharist. The Eucharist isn't a spectator sport. Not when you get readings like Isaiah in that first, "Share your bread with the hungry, shelter the oppressed and the homeless, clothe the naked when you see them," or the challenge of the gospel. The Eucharist nourishes and inspires us, fires us up with the Holy Spirit in the hearth of our hearts, and then sends us out. So don't feel bad if somebody calls you an old salt. It might just be a good thing, as long as we're willing to mingle with fertilizer and be fire. The alternative is to have people walk all over us.